We're beginning tonight's shir in Siman Reish Nun Dalet. We are up to Sif Zayin, the top line on page 52. The Mechaber says in Sif Zayin, "B'tanurim shalonu, our ovens she'ein bohem radia, where we don't have the bread attached to the walls, that you have to do the regular process of removing the bread. It's called radia. So muter lahotzi yoser mishalos su'udos, you're allowed to remove from our ovens more than three su'udos worth. Basakin o b'shum dover she'itchov bo, using a knife or something else." That you will stab into the bread. However, you should not remove it with the regular shovel that's normally used. It looks like a weekday activity. So Sif Zayin is coming after we discussed in the last couple of Sifim about removing bread from the olden day ovens when they were stuck on the side. And we said even if you put it up and it was done properly, you still only take out whatever you need for Shabbos. And then if you did it improperly, so then we said you possibly, if it did with shogeg, you only have the opportunity to take out enough food for three seudos. Over here, the Mechaber is telling us in Sif Zayin that our ovens are different, and therefore you could take out more than three seudos, but you should not use the regular instrument because it's milchsi ku'uvdin l'chol. So the Mishabura says in Sif Katan Mem Beis, she'ein behem radia, our ovens don't have this idea of radia. The melechas radia shayach rak b'tanureihem. The melech of radia is only shot by their oven, shahayu midapkin apas bedafne hatanur. They used to stick the bread on the side walls of the oven. Ava batanurim shalonu, but in our oven, shapas munachas b'shuli hatanur, where the bread is resting on the bottom of the oven, lo shayach ben radia, then it's not shayach, this whole concept of radia. And then we said, you are allowed to take out more than three seudos worth, sif katan mem gimel. The cost of a magen avram, the hainu kishehidik beheter. That's only assuming you left the bread in the oven beheter, meaning it was baked the proper amount before Shabbos started, so there is no iser of baking it on Shabbos. The betanurim shelohem hoya osir lahotzi kol hapash she'ein tzorach l'tzorach Shabbos. That by their ovens, even if you did it beheter, you still were not allowed to take out all the bread that was there, unless you needed it for Shabbos. The kanal b'sefei, like we learned the sefei. Afilai de shinui, even if you were going to use a shinui in the way you removed it. Mashenkein b'shalonu, which is not the case by our ovens, the lo shayach radia, where it's not shayach, the regular concept of radia, the regular removal of the bread, then it's mutter lahotzi kol hapas. You're allowed to remove all the bread. Afshu harbe v'harbe yose mishalosh su'udo shetzercho l'shabbos. Even if it's much more than the three su'udos that you need for Shabbos, you're allowed to remove all of it. You put it in beheter, and it's our types of ovens, so you can remove whatever you want. Aval kol zek isherotz alechom hem b'shabbos. But that's only if you're going to eat from them on Shabbos. Al koponim miktsas mehem. As long as you're going to eat from some of them on Shabbos. Deim lo kein, if you're not going to eat them on Shabbos at all, Aser lirdos l'tzarachol, then it's also to remove even from our ovens for the purpose of weekday that we'll be preparing for the week on Shabbos, which is not allowed. V'afilu tiltul ba'alma aser kashu b'shvilchol. Even just moving something stam is aser if you're doing it for the purposes of the weekday. K'moshe kasva poskim, at the poskim right, to aser lahavi yayin b'shabbos l'tzarach motzei Shabbos. You can't bring wine on Shabbos if it is for the purposes of Motzei Shabbos. So the only criteria you have over here is that it has to be that you're going to use some of this bread for Shabbos, then you can remove as much bread as you want. But it doesn't have to be so exacting like by the olden day ovens that exactly what you're going to use on Shabbos. Here it could be just that you're going to use it in general, and you can take out more than you need, that you're going to use some of it on Shabbos. As long as it's not all for the weekday, that will be a problem of hachana for chol. V'nirid da'yidei eino Yehudi shari. But it appears that through a goy, it will be permissible, even if you don't want it on Shabbos, because that would be a shvus to shvus b'makom hesed, because the bread that stays in the oven will get burnt, and therefore it's an issur d'rabbanan to remove it. It's an issur d'rabbanan to tell the goy to remove it. So it's a shvus to shvus b'makom hesed. It will be okay. Ubisefer el Yerabba mekel ayidei atzmo b'tanurim shalonu b'mkom seder sheyiskal kol hapas. The Yerabba goes one step even more lenient and says you can remove it yourself if the bread will get ruined by staying in the oven. So because it's makom seder, so you're lenient over here where the isser is a weaker isser. It's only really an isser of uvdu d'chol. Acha magen Avram will nichalei bazeh. However, the magen Avram was not happy with this el Yerabba. Tahare yochol lechol minapas b'shabbos, because since you have an eitzah of eating some of it on Shabbos, so there's a way to do it that's totally beheter. You don't have to come on to the concept of you're doing it for during the week, so it shouldn't get ruined without eating it. There's no reason for that, and therefore, as long as you are going to eat some of it, it would be okay, and that's the way you should go according to the Magen Avraham. But we said you should use a shinui, you should use a knife or something else. She yitchov bo sevkotem mem dalud. Vehu adin the yochel lahotzi b'makel. You could also remove it with a stick. The kolzehu derech shinui. All these ways are considered a shinui. But if you are removing the bread through an Eino Yehudi, then you can use the rachas. That is the regular instrument that we use during the week to remove the bread. Says the Mechaber Vayter in Sivches, Lo yemalei odom kedera asasios. A person should not fill a pot with asasios. What are those? Pirish, mine kidneyos hagdelos be'eretz Yisrael lo b'bavil. It's a type of bean that grows in Eretz Yisrael, not in Bavil. Viturmusin, another type of bean. V'itein l'toch hatanur erev Shabbos somuch l'chashecha. So you should not fill a pot with these types of beans and put it in the oven on erev Shabbos close to Shabbos. Mipnei she'dvarim elu einam tzrichim bishul rav. These beans don't need a lot of cooking. V'daito aleihem l'ochlam l'altar. And therefore, by putting them up before Shabbos, you're planning on eating them right away. U'mipnei kach, and therefore, afal pi shelo nisbashlu kol ikar. Therefore, even though you put it up, it's totally raw. And we said by meat, when you put it totally raw, it's fine because it won't be ready for tonight anyway, even if you stoke it. And by tomorrow, it'll be ready on its own. So therefore, there's no concern. But over here, even if it's not cooked at all, hareihem kishar tavshil shehisril hisbashil. It gets the status of other dishes that started cooking, velo nisbashel kol tzarko, and they weren't completely cooked, sha'osar la'ashosa, where you can't leave it on the stove. V'hu adin l'kira v'kofach, and so too, you can't leave it on the kira or the kofach, kishe'enan grufen mukutumen v'efshel l'chatos, assuming that the coals were not removed, they were not covered, and therefore the chayach that you'll do, the stoking of the coals, then it'll be a problem. V'im osa ken afilu b'shogi, and if you did leave this dish up before Shabbos, even by accident, asurim l'motzei Shabbos ad kidei she'yasu, it would be asur to eat it even motzei Shabbos until the time it takes to cook them. So again, to summarize what the Mechaber is telling us over here, these types of beans or any dish similar to that cooks very quickly, so even if it's totally raw when Shabbos comes in, you cannot leave it on the stove because it has the din of other foods that take a little longer to cook, that started cooking and didn't complete cooking, where it is forbidden to leave it on because we're worried you might come to stoke the coals, because since this gets ready quickly, you might want to make it a little faster and come to stoke the coals. And we said this applies by a tanur, a kira, and a kofach, but the Ramah told us that's only if they're not garf akotum, so there is shayach to do the stoking of the coals. But if it was garf akotum, then it would be okay. If you did it b'shogeg, it's aser till motzei Shabbos. Says the Mishabura sifkotum memhei, asosios v'termusin. These types of beans, v'hu adin l'sha'or mine kidneyos v'yirakos udvarim rakim. The same thing applies to other types of beans or vegetables or other soft items. Shekulam einam domim l'basar. All these types of items that cook quickly are not similar to meat. The kaimlon la'el b'reishim and reishin and gimel that we passed in early in reishin and gimel, the mutter litno samulcha hashecha kishu chai, that you're allowed to put raw meat right before Shabbos on top of the stove. L'fisha b'vaday lo yisbashil l'sudas halayla, because it's for sure not going to be ready for the nighttime suda. And therefore, you're not going to do anything to make it go quicker tonight. And for tomorrow, suda is going to get done on its own throughout the night, so you have no reason to come to stoke the coals. Elu. But these foods mentioned over here, kalim lehisbashel, they are very easily cooked. And therefore, we are worried that you will stoke the coals in the beginning of Shabbos so that they can get ready for the suda at night. This is going on which the Mechaber said that you can't fill a pot with it and put it on the tanur. When it comes to a tanur, as we learned, we're much more machmir. So even if it is cleaned out from the coals, or the coals are covered, it's still also to put in a tanur. Like we learned earlier. Mio, however, as we know already, tanure didon, our ovens, damnu lakira, they are similar to akira of the olden days, the shari garfakotum. And there it is permissible to leave things there if it is garfakotum. The mutuach bitit, and if it is sealed, the oven is sealed with clay, shari b'chol inyan, then it's mutu no matter what, kefim ha'shakosav ha'ramah b'sif aleph b'hagol, like the Ramah told us, in sif aleph. The Ramah then said, so if it is a kira v'kofach, he seems to say, it's only a problem if it's eino garuf akotum. Says the Mishabura, akira levad koi. This Ramah that's writing, it's going to be a problem if it's not garuf akotum. That's only going back on kira, not on kofach. V'noko loshen rabim. Why does he use the loshen of rabim, of gerufim v'ketumim plural, which sounds like it's going back on both the kira and the kofach? Akiros da'alma. It's going back on Kiros in general. The plural is just going on Kiros. It's not going on Kiros and Kofach. It's just going on Kiros in general. Have to be grouped from the Ketumim. But this criteria, that it's not Korv HaKotum, it's a problem that's only by a Kira. The Ilu Kofach, because when it comes to a Kofach, Halo Mavur B'Reish Nun Gimel, we already learned earlier in Simon Reish Nun Gimel, Dike Shehe Siku Be'etzim. If you heat it up the oven with wood or anything that turns into coals, Lo Mahani Grif of a Ketima. We said in terms of those materials being used to heat up the Kofach, it follows the rules of a Tanur. And like we mentioned before, by a Tanur, it doesn't help to have a Garv HaKotum. So it turns out that a Tanur and a Kofach, a Tanur of the olden days and a Kofach, are the same, and Garv HaKotum will not help you. Our ovens and a Kira of the olden days, that's where Garv HaKotum would help you with these dishes. And we said in the Mechaber at the end, and if you did it, even by accident, it will be Aser until Motzei Shabbos, B'chdei She'asu, says the Mishavur Sivkotum Emchas. So you should not benefit from that which you were over in Isser Durabonon. You weren't supposed to leave it on the stove, you left it on. So therefore, even though you did it b'shogeg, it will be Aser till Motzei Shabbos, the time it would have taken to cook the item. But if it was cooked already from before Shabbos to the Shia of Macha Ben Jusai, that would be enough, that would make it okay. Now we go to the Mechaber and Sif Tes. The last Sif, but there's some interesting L'maisa things that come out of this Sif. Kayotze Bo, similarly, just like we're talking about these beans that cook quickly, Lo Yemalei Chavish Shalmayim V'yitein L'toch HaTanur Erev Shabbos Imchashecha. You should not fill up a barrel of water and put it inside the oven on Erev Shabbos as Shabbos is coming in with darkness. V'im also came, if you did it, asurim l'motzoi Shabbos b'chdei she'asu. So the same way we said you can't put in on the stove or in the oven these other items that cook quickly, we're saying over here the same idea that you can't fill up something with water, an urn with water, and put it right before Shabbos, and if you did it, it will be asur until motzoi Shabbos b'chdei she'asu. So let's see the Mishabura over here, and then we'll see some notes. Sivkotim mem tes, the last line on 52. You can't fill up a chavish al mayim. Af al gav de mayim ru'uyen lishtos chayim. The Mishavur is bothered. Water, we know you could drink water from the tap without being cooked. You could drink raw water. V'hayoroi lios dinam kiperos hanecholam chayim. Therefore, one would think it would follow the rules that we learned earlier in Sif Dalet by raw fruit. Mikomok, we were much more lenient. Even if they're left in the coals, we said it's okay because anyway, they're edible. Mikomokom einon tovim kolkach kaperos. However, it says in the Mishavura that water that is not cooked is not as good as fruit that are not cooked. Umahani lohem achimam harbe. And therefore, the heating up of the water, the cooking of the water helps much more. V'yesh bohem gzeiras chitui. And therefore, we will have the gzeiras chitui by water, which could have been drunk when it was cold, just like it's hot, but it's not as geshmak as when it's hot. And therefore, it is more machmir than fruit that could be eaten raw and cooked. That's what the Mishnah Berurah says. If you look at note 39, he writes, V'im kamus hamayim meruba. However, if it's a very big container that's heating up the water, it's going to take a long time to heat up this water. It's not going to get heated up till the next morning. The Chazon is right. Since the cooking of the water extends a very long period of time, and therefore his mind is off at night because it's not going to be hot during the night. And by the next morning, you'll be ready to go for your coffee without stoking the coals. Then the water can be compared to the meat. And since there are other kulos you could attach over here, we do not have the power to protest against those who are lenient. Omnam host of whoever he adds on, Shim Rigilin Lishtamish Bahem Gamba Emsalila. If you're the type of person who wakes up at 3 a.m. and takes a coffee or a tea, Ain Heter Kla, there would be no heter, Mishum Shieshha Sheyavu Lukatos Bigucholam Kdelamaris Bishulam. Because again, then we're worried that you might come to stoke the coals like with some of the meat also. If you usually eat chulant at 1 in the morning, you take some to the chulant, so it's not a heter, the fact that you put raw meat in, if it's not Garva Kotum, because the fact that it's really for tomorrow doesn't help because you eat it at night. The Chazon Ish is saying the same thing that we saw from this in Karelis when it came to fruit. Even though fruit, we said, was not like meat, but if you have a big pot of fruit that's going to take a long time to cook. So this is correlated to the same idea that the fruit takes on the same din as the meat. It won't be ready anyway for tonight. It'll be for tomorrow. It'll be okay. So here the Chazon Ish extends that to the water as well. Says the Mishaburin Sivkoton Nun. L'tocha tanur, so you can't put it in the tanur right before Shabbos. U'betanur shalonu kishu goruth v'katum o kishu tu apetit shari v'kanal. However, our ovens that were goruth v'katum, again, that were cleaned out from the coals, or the coals were covered, or the oven was sealed with clay, so then it's permissible, like we learned before. Erev Shabbos im chashecha, so this is forbidden to put the water inside on Erev Shabbos before nightfall. Unless there is enough time that they can get heated, the water can get heated up before Ben Hashmashos, before Shabbos starts. Even if it won't get fully heated up, as long as it can get heated up, that would be okay to leave it on before Shabbos if it will get heated before Shabbos. So too, it's asur to put water in pots that are in the oven on Erev Shabbos, right before Shabbos. Even though this is the case that we discussed earlier, some kind of metzias they had in the oven, they have some kind of a pot that stayed in the oven that was obviously there for some use of the oven. It was always there, and if it wasn't filled with water, you're afraid the pot inside might break. And therefore, you want it to fill with water. So he's saying the same thing over here. Even though your kavan is only that the pot shouldn't break from the heat of the oven, why are you going to stoke the coals? Mikom makom, still it's going to be forbidden. Because the minhag is that with the water in those pots, even though you're putting it in, really, so the pot won't break, and a pot is really part of the oven. But in the end of the day, they usually use it to wash their dishes. And therefore, we are worried that you might come to stoke the coals to heat up the water to wash your dishes. And therefore, you have to make sure here also that you put it up early enough that it should warm up before Shabbos. Now we're going to see a very important note, and that is note number 40. And note number 40 is going on that which the Mishnah Berurah said, that you can't put it Erev Shabbos in Chashecha unless there's time that it can heat up before Shabbos. Omnam. However, im lo espiku ha-mayim l'rtoach mi-bodyom, if there wasn't enough time for the water to heat up before Shabbos, das ha-chazon ish, she'ein lohotzi miktsasim b'Shabbos, you shouldn't take out any of the water on Shabbos, mishum she'gorim al-yidei zeh sha-mayim she'nish'aru b'kidera yimaru l'hizbashel, because by taking out some of the water that's in there, and it's not hot yet, that's going to be causing the rest of the water that's there to cook faster. V'chein mavur b'shalas ha-shuvas igris Moshe, umitam zeh af osar shom lahashos es ha-mayim b'mecham kozman shelo yirtochu. And therefore he says you can't leave water in an urn going into Shabbos unless it is boiling hot. Shema yavo lahotzi b'miktsasam. Because if the water is not fully hot in the urn and you're going to take out some of the water on Shabbos, so then the water in the urn is going to be cooking. You're causing the cooking on Shabbos. And therefore Rav Moshe says you'd have to wait till it is heated up. Me'idoch, on the other hand, b'shalas n'shuvas minchas yitzlok, he's stopping b'davar, he's mislipping about it. She'itochen shemashem makdim es habishul aydeh asoras miniyah. That which you are quickening the cooking process by removing something that's stopping the cooking, meaning there's so much water, you're removing some of the water, and that's allowing the cooking to get done. V'lo aydeh maisa b'davar atzmo. You're not doing a maisa in the water itself. You're removing some water, and that's allowing the cooking to do the rest of the water is going to be cooking. Kigom b'magis. You're not doing a maisa of like mixing something, which helps the cook better. Se'eino nechshav kebishul mutter. So the Minchas Yitzchak says that you could be lenient. He's mesupik that maybe you could be lenient. It's not considered bishul and it's okay because you're not doing a maisa of like mixing it that helps it to cook better. You're just doing a removal of something that's preventing the cooking, and then the meila is cooking on its own. So maybe there's room there to be lenient. Ulahashos mayim b'mecha mayim chashmali sheishbut sinoris medidas gova hamayim. Some urns, everyone's probably seen these. They have an urn of hot water, and in the front there's a little plastic or metal, whatever it is, thing outside of the urn where it's filled with water. It shows you what the level of the water is inside the urn. So that's what he's discussing over here. Ba'ofen she'ein bedavar mishum iser shehiyah. Assuming there's no problem of shehiyah in this urn, it was filled up, it was heated up properly before Shabbos. Kigon she'eschamu ha'mayim b'miktsas kodem Shabbos. The water was heated up a little before Shabbos. Rav Yoshev says, she'oser l'hishtamish bo b'Shabbos. You can't use such an urn on Shabbos. Mishum shamitziyosi shamayim shebitzinoris Because the water that's in that measuring tube in front of the urn is not heated up as much as the water inside the urn. The imkain, and if so, when you take water out of the urn and that water level goes down, where does the water go from that measuring thing? The water from the measuring tube, when you take out water from the urn, goes into the urn. That's where it goes. As the level goes down, it goes into the urn. And the water inside the urn is cooking that water. So Yosef says you can't use an urn that has that little measuring tube in the front, because as it goes down, when the water comes out of the urn, that water goes inside. There are other opinions that are lenient. I meant to look into it. I was looking in the Rabbi Ribiat Sefer. He brings down some of Matir. I meant to look at the note. I forgot. But he discusses it over there. He does say that some people are lenient, but Rav Yashiv holds that it is a problem. Fine. In terms of what we're going to see later on, b'shem the Yerushalmi, she'ein lehishtamesh b'shabbos b'mecham she'einu garuf me'agacholim, that you can't use on Shabbos any kind of thing that's heating the water if it's not cleaned out from the coals. Kevin she'esh locho shema yisrokem imeimav, because maybe the water supply will run out. And you might add water to the urn on Shabbos, so that the urn will not break from the heat of the coals. So the machlokas over here. In other words, the issue over here, which we can read, because we have a few more minutes, in Shin Yud Ches, Kuf Yud Ches, is how do we use a regular urn on Shabbos that we have? Aren't you worried that as it goes down, it's not good for the urn to be empty, so you might come to fill it up, and if you fill it up, you're doing bishul on Shabbos. Are we worried about that, or are we not worried about that? So if you turn to the back, not the back, but in Shin Yud Ches, it's page Kuf Lamed Tes. It's the page after 276. If you look at note number 125, he brings out an interesting discussion about using urns and this possible concern. We'll read through it. Umecham Chashmali Shabbos 125, note 125 across from Kuf Lamed Tes. And an urn, an electric urn nowadays. So Rav Moshe writes, some mutter lito mimenu mayim b'Shabbos. Baruch Hashem, Rav Moshe says you are allowed to take water out of an urn on Shabbos. Kevan she'ein shayach boch shash zeh. This chash, maybe you'll add more water so it won't break, doesn't apply to our urns. V'chein kosav agonu shomu zaman orbach le'inyan mecham shebizmanenu. So he said the same thing. Ubiri explains, shebizmanenu ein gecholam b'soch hamecham. We don't have coals inside our heat source. And one who is concerned that the mechem will get burned, lo yosef bo mayim elo yasirenu mal gabe ha'esh. So a person, this is really not talking about an urn, it's talking about, let's say, a kettle or something that's on the fire, so you'll just take the kettle off the fire. You're not going to add water to the kettle. You'll take it off the fire. Right? An urn, that would be very bad, because that would mean you'd unplug the urn. He's not talking about an urn in that case. Achein, mechem chashmali. Now he talks about an urn. That was a kettle that's on the fire. So there we're not worried that if it goes down, you'll add water because you'll just take off the kettle. But a mecham chashmali, but an electric heating thing, an urn, sheguf ha'achimum nimsa besocho, where the heating element is inside, v'olu lehiskalkel im lo yu besocho mayim, and there's a problem that it could get ruined. The heating element could get ruined if there's no water inside. So Rav Nissen Karelet says, she'osr leshtamesh bo b'Shabbos. It would be usher to use an urn for this reason on Shabbos, according to Rav Nissen Karelet. Me'idach, on the other hand, the Minchas Yitzchak writes, she'mutr leshtamesh b'mecham chashmali, you can use an urn on Shabbos. Mipnei she'achshash shem Yosef mayim lo nemar elo b'mecham ha'asui miprokim. Because that only applies to a water heater they had in the olden days that was made from different pieces. Shaderach lohosev bo mayim b'tedirus. Because there they used to add water constantly, kedei shlo yiskalkel, so it should not get ruined. Ma she'enkein mecham she'en tzarach lohosev bo mayim ad shiu ha'mayim shebesocho krovim ligomer. Which is not the case over here. There, you don't need to add water until atchu ha'mayim shebesocho krovim ligomer. You don't have to add water. Ukishemagim ha'mayim l'saf zeh, when it gets to the end, nitam l'da zos aydei atzinoris ham yu'edes l'kach. So he's referencing back to the urn that Rav Yashiv said was a problem. Here you see it's getting down, so you're not going to add water. V'ein mosifin l'hotzi menu mayim. And you're not going to continue to take out water, because you'll see it went very low. V'hosif shele yeser bitochon, as an added precaution that you shouldn't add water, yesh l'samein es hasaf she'elov magiyam ha'mayim, v'lichtov shom she'me'osa sho'en l'hotzi mayim ha'mechem. If you have this gauge in the front, the tube that shows you where the water is up to, you should make some kind of mark towards the bottom that when it comes to this point, please don't use the urn anymore as a reminder not to take too much away, which might cause you to add water to it. Okay, then he gets into a vaporizer. He says, "V'chein l'gabe marsher edim chamim kasav demichas yitzlok she'ein leser l'shamish bo mipnech shashel." We're not worried that you can use a vaporizer that if it runs out of water, it might add water. She yadua she'ein tzarch lohusiv b'mayim el achar hazman shebo nigmar mamayim, because it's known that you don't have to add water there until the time when all the water goes out. Okedei limnoazos efsher lasos simon mitchila lahasir she'esh lohusiv mayim chayim b'terem yigmiru hamayim l'nitzorim shom. Again, over there, you should make some kind of mark for yourself that you should add hot water so before it gets too low. But you should not be lenient about this except in a place of need for a chola. So that is the discussion over here, basically, about urns, whether you have to have a concern that you're going to add water when it goes too low. Rav Yashav again is machmir in the case of the tube. But that is the discussion of the urns. But ideally, one should have the water heated up in the urn before Shabbos starts. And that way it avoids much of the problem. We'll stop here and we'll continue with the next siman in Ritz Hashem tomorrow.